spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned during the first hour. We'll be doing the 26th installment of the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. We're going to be examining the reactive wave programming style that Coach Wade Johnson espouses and both uses as well to the various loading patterns that are espoused by Rob Regish, and see if we can come up with some common information that applies to all. Later in the show, we will be joined all the way from Munster, Germany, by Adele Musa as we do another installment of the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adele gives science in the news the sniff test. Before we get started, and welcome to both of you, Coach Johnson.
Always good to be with you guys.
And, of course, Rob Regish, my sidekick.
Pleasure to be here, guys.
Yeah, Rob and I spend so much time on together now that we're actually thinking of filing for we're going to move to one of those states that now allows same-sex marriage.
A partnership.
Yeah, we're going to create a partnership, the two of us.
Have you told Alyssa yet?
No, I have not told Alyssa, and I'm sure that I'm sure that she will not be happy with that. But anyway, we have to take a serious note. First of all, we have to mention the passing of a bodybuilding legend, Sergio Oliva, passed away on Monday. Many people don't know this. It didn't make a lot of news. I emailed Randy Roach this morning to confirm that it's true. He said it is true. There is a lot of rumor going around that he died from some sort of renal failure. However, that has not been confirmed. The word I'm getting from multiple sources is he had a lot of different health issues going on in the end of his life. So it's hard to say why he passed, but, you know, posthumously, we have to acknowledge his contribution to, both the sport of bodybuilding and to physical culture in general. The guy had the genetics that really, changed the way bodybuilders looked. He had a tiny little waist, very, very narrow hips and huge, shoulder, expanse that gave him a physique that was known as the myth, because people said when they saw him, you have to see this guy. He's amazing. And people didn't believe it until they saw him. They went, oh my God. And he made famous that python, that double bicep python pose where he had his arms up in the air, brachials flexed, biceps flexed. The guy was an amazing athlete, and we're very, very sad to see him pass. Did you hear about that, Wade, by any chance? Did you?
Yes, I did. And I want to add, I want to say that prior to his, you know, the bigger rival in bodybuilding, I want to say that he was definitely a strength athlete.
Yes.
Prior to the bodybuilding days, and was an accomplished Olympic lifter, if I'm not mistaken.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
And, you know, so to be that kind of strength athlete and then to have, you know, that kind of physique, you know, that's a once in a generation kind of thing. And no doubt, you know, he was part of what changed, you know, the pathway even today of, you know, what is today's culture with bodybuilding.
What do you think, Rob?
I was not aware of his passing, but I certainly was aware of his background in the strength sports and the strength department and the Olympic lifts. And really, it just goes to show that while it is rare, it can be accomplished. And yes, you know, the physique was legendary. You know, had to be seen to be believed, sort of thing.
So, yeah. And then, you know what? He was a Cuban. He was a Cuban national. Came to the United States. Became a police officer in Chicago. Had a wonderful family. Contributed a great deal to his community. He was a great human being. He was a spokesperson for physical culture. He is what most of us are before we are discounted as drug using meatheads. He was just a great fellow, and was sad, very, very sad to see him go. Now, on a positive note, you may recall that late last week I announced that Derek Anthony was hospitalized with a massive heart attack, and it was intimated to me that he had multiple organs shut down and he may be passing any day. And this made me very sad because I am very fond of Derek Anthony, contrary to what a lot of people may say about his online persona. He's a wonderful human being. Well, I got news that he's on his way home. He's made a miraculous, wow, nothing short of miraculous recovery.
That's awesome.
I am happy to hear that. I have not reached out to him yet because I'm sure that family is around him, and I don't want to be an interloper crashing in to say, I'm so happy that you're doing better, but I will reach out to him soon. And I'm going to try to have him on the show to talk frankly about what happened to him, because my big fear with Derek was if he passed from a massive heart attack, it would yet be another scar on physical culture going, you know, well, drug use and blah, blah, blah. And I don't think it was that at all. I think the guy has had some problems with his heart for some time now. So we'll get to the bottom of that later. But thank you for those of you who sent lots of prayers and well wishes to Derek Anthony, because it worked apparently. Okay. Onward and upward with the discussion. We have two styles of training here. Both of them seem to be able to get you to Gainesville, as Rob Regish likes to call it. One is called the reactive wave method, which has been created by, employed by, and taught by Coach Wade Johnson. Reactive implying that you don't, it's not etched in stone. What you do next training session has a lot to do with what you did this training session. So, Coach Johnson, in the Reader's Digest version, just lay out, what is the reactive wave training method?
It's really an approach versus the actual method. There's a lot of things that I have worked on, developed, borrowed, you know, and have honed into what has worked for me and what works for the group of athletes that I train. Reactive wave method is ultimately what we do. Is it's one of those things with progressive overload. It's the danger is just the CNS taxing and overtraining. And what we do here is we have a scheduled set of numbers versus we have a scheduled set of numbers, you know, that are based on a progressive overload template. But what I'll do is, based on how the athlete is performing with a given workout, we'll make a determination. Do we need to, he's excelling, so we're gonna try to, you know, catch lightning in a bottle, or I see, you know, that he's tired, that he's kind of struggling, we're having a super hard time getting the weight, or there's failure where there shouldn't be, and we pull back a little bit. So basically you would look at, it would be like looking at a graph, and progressive overload shows this linear progress in an upward swing, you know, continuously, so to speak, and that's oversimplification, where as opposed to using the reactive wave method, we will start midway and you'll see, you know, a wave just like on any graph, where it's up and down, up and down, and what we're trying to do is, based on how the athlete feels, how they've been performing, you know, and where their progress is at, we will add or take away and get the scheduled work in, versus it being a numbers thing. We want to make sure that we're consistent with getting the work in. And we've been very successful with that, keeping injuries to a minimum, especially major injuries, you know, and then just, you know, people performing at a high level. The guys, I had two guys compete last month. Both of them went 9 for 9 and hit lifetime PRs. You know, so, and that's the name of the game.
Okay. So really yours, I like this. Yours is a methodology. It's an intelligence that you endow somebody with that then they can then prescribe, following these edicts, their own approach. And this is why it's reactive. It's not an etched in stone, you know, 60% this week, 70% that week, and so on. It's okay. Let's look at what you did. Let's look at what you're supposed to do. Let's look at what you think you can do, kind of a thing. And you use all these different metrics to kind of guide yourself or navigate through it.
Well, I think what happens, and I'm just as guilty as anyone, we get caught up in linear progress, meaning we're always looking at numbers. And what I'm trying to teach is, in the end game is, the bottom line is, I want a bigger number, you know. But it's let me give you a NASCAR reference, because I'm such a redneck. But it's like you watch, what is it, the something Thunder, I don't know, the Tom Cruise, you know, totally believable race car driver kind of thing.
Cole Trickle.
But the guy that is his crew chief is showing him, look, you're driving the wheels off of the car. And he goes, now, you know, you're getting around fast, but I'm going to show you how you can go faster. And he actually teaches him to drive slower and under more control. And at the end of the lap, his lap time is better. You know, and that doesn't fix everything. But my point is, and I've been having this conversation online, as a matter of fact, today, we get so caught up in numbers as opposed to looking at consistent training, because there's so many fractional variables. You know, we strip the overthinking away, and it comes down to form, style, and technique. That's something I learned from Ricky Dale Crane years and years ago. And these are the things that if we practice on a consistent basis by nature of lifting weights, we're going to get stronger, not only because we're moving weight, but because we're honing our craft and we're learning what our best leverage is and what form works best for us. And that is such an individual thing. So what I'm trying to teach is, by nature of doing, prioritizing your training, you know, based on what you need and what you're trying to achieve, and being consistent. That's where the whole statement comes: the only bad session is the one you miss.
Right.
So you know that it's teaching the athlete to go, when I'm warming up, I feel great. Let's see how the first set goes, and we know if we can, you know, put the gas on the pedal or if we need to pull back a little bit. And then that way, ultimately, we are maximizing each session, you know, to its potential. That's what we're after.
Okay. All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the types of loading patterns that Rob Regish espouses in the Blueprint and with his clients. And we'll compare some of this stuff. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy. Later in the show, we'll have Adele Moussa join us for the Subversity Science Roundup. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
In the history of muscle gauge nutrition, have they ever been so generous? And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Titan Organics is a direct importer of the finest organic virgin coconut oil from pristine Philippines farmland. Their raw, organic, and kosher centrifuged coconut oil is the finest available in the world. They're so confident that you've never experienced a finer coconut oil that the first 100 Superhuman Radio listeners get a free 15-ounce jar. If you love coconut oil for cooking, skin, and hair care, or if you eat it out of the jar like Carl does, you're going to be absolutely blown away. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Titan Organics banner ad to get your free jar today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP-6, GHRP-2, 2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Sorry, this song was supposed to play for Halloween week. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to remind you, today is the 15th. It's the last day to vote for Superhuman Radio in the 8th Annual Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. We are in the running against shows like the Jillian Michaels Show. I mean, this girl has a huge audience out there thanks to her Biggest Loser coaching appearance, and I have a lot of respect for her. She has a great show. And we're in there. Now, I don't think we can win. I really don't. And it's not because I don't think my audience is responsive enough. I don't think I have a big enough audience, because we are a very small group of people, those who believe in emphasis on physical culture, ancestral diets. There's a lot bigger audiences out there, because the truth of the matter is, and I don't mean to be rude or politically incorrect, but the masses really don't know what they're doing. And the masses would have to start listening to this show in order for us to be as big as those others. But if we vote and we even make it into the top three, it's going to give us some recognition, and that recognition will get us more audience members. And the more audience members we get, the stronger we are as a group getting the things that we need in this country. So I'm asking you to vote. I've asked you to vote every day. Today is the last day. That annoying pop-up on superhumanradio.com will be gone tonight at midnight. It pops up every time you visit. I know you're probably cursing me, but I got to remind people, please vote. So please, today's the last day. Podcastawards.com, vote for Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, they send you an email that you have to acknowledge in order for your vote to count. Do it all. Let's show people what we are as a nation. Okay, getting back to it. Rob Regish, the types of loading patterns that you espouse are more traditional loading patterns, are they not? These are found used by the Germans, the Bulgarians, and so on, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the interesting comparison to the reactive wave method is this. While we both realize that progressive overload, you know, looks great on paper, but it doesn't work in the real world, the differences are really striking, I think, between Wade's approach and my approach, and that's not a bad thing. They're just two different ways to get to Gainesville, as I say. You know, where Wade's reactive wave method is what I would term looser, and I'm not using that in a derogatory sense. The loading patterns that I use in Blueprint are tight. And what I mean by tight is they will tell you, down to the amount of weight to use on every single set, how many reps to perform, and how many sets to perform, and again, precisely how much weight to use, such that you can see, if you graph it like I did from a 10,000 foot level, and you put it down on graph paper, you can actually see the load, the total load imposed on the body each workout, and de facto the term loading pattern. So, you know, while it may not be as flexible as the reactive wave method, there is no guesswork, zero, meaning you will know precisely how much weight to use for how many reps and how many sets every single workout that you set foot in the gym until that loading pattern is successfully completed.
Okay, so now let's discuss this for a second. Well, I think we all three agree that strength equals a combination of central nervous system and peripheral nervous system adaptation. Everybody agree?
Agree.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay. So, with that being the case, the central nervous system and peripheral nervous system progress at different rates for different people, and even different rates for the same person, depending on their personal circumstances, lack of sleep, lack of caloric intake, challenges at work, blah, blah, blah. Is it realistic to etch in stone this sort of stuff and have a guy go into the gym and say, well, today I'm supposed to do this, but I just don't feel like I can?
Well, here's where the devil you will find is in the details, as they say. Because you're absolutely right. You know, the auto calculators and the loading patterns that are that tight do not take into consideration, life, and life happens,
right,
and that sort of thing. So it really, when you look at it from that perspective, you do need to be able to make adjustments. And the way that we go about that, frankly, is modulating workout frequency, positively modulating workout frequency. And by that, what I mean is, look, if you're still feeling beat up from your last workout on 2 days of rest, or you had 3 hours of sleep last night, or you got a grand total of 70 calories yesterday and they came from, you know, gummy bears, we're not going to hit it hard today as workout number three, whatever it may be, calls for. It's time to take a step back and either take a complete rest day or a day that's devoted to general physical preparedness, maybe some speed work, certainly eating up and resting well. So, you know, the dominoes don't always fall as they look on paper, just as we discussed with, you know, progressive overload. But for the people that like to know precisely what to do, why, how it works, why it works that way, loading patterns are a thing of beauty. You need only modulate your workout frequency appropriately, albeit that is, I will give you this, that is an art rather than a science.
Okay. Coach Johnson, what are your thoughts on these statements? The loading patterns being a target, however, a moving target, depending on, you know, whether or not you're really ready to go in and perform that level of work, is it still too restrictive? Is it still too, is there a level of expectation in the dictated amount of work that needs to be done that does not, that actually may not be beneficial?
Well, I think that comes down to the individual, but what I'll speak to, someone that is going to follow the blueprint is someone that wants, they need that game plan. It's like how guys are very project oriented here as an analogy. You know, I don't like to just walk in and go, well, I'm going to do this. I make a list. I find all the things that I need. I make sure I have all my supplies, and I have a list of how I'm going to approach this, and it's prioritized. And, you know, I think, is that still going to be beneficial? Yeah, I think it can be, because I think, you know, someone that is going to follow that rigid of a training protocol, for it to be successful, I think their personality is going to match that. And I think that's one of the things that is never really discussed. Is someone's personality, the way that they're driven, you know, matches their training protocol. And I think there's a lot of validity to that. And it's not so far removed from the reactive wave method where, you know, if a guy has, and what Rob is saying, you know, like with the, you know, I got 70 calories from gummy bears, you would actually be surprised at how that is not so far off from the truth in real life. Where guys just, you know, our lifters are not eating enough or whatever the case may be. And you put, you know, as opposed to going, you know, today because you're so beat up with Rob's method, and I'm really, you know, overgeneralizing, you take a day off. We'll go into the gym. We get the work in, but the load may be significantly less, you know, because of how that the athlete is responding. But that kind of rigidity, I think if you're going to be successful, the rigidity for me is that we are consistently in the gym. We just simply don't miss unless the injury prevents training or you're so sick you can't get out of bed. You know, being sick is not a reason not to be in the gym. Being really sick, that's a different ball game. And so I think ultimately, as Rob and I have discussed not only on the show, but as we have communicated, you know, off the show, there is so much more about how he and I approach things that are somewhat much more similar than they are different. I think you've got to find a way, you know, find your fit. And the rigidity is you got to put the time in to get the gains. I think that's what it. I think when you know, once we've done all the thinking and we've looked at all the graphs and charts and the calculators, the big payoff is that if you're consistent, you're gonna get better. You're gonna get bigger. You're gonna get stronger.
Okay, so Rob, what about using the loading patterns that you propose in combination or in contrast using periodization with the reactive wave method that Coach Johnson proposed? So let's say 3 months you do these loading patterns that you propose, and then 3 months you do a reactive wave. Do you think that this will not necessarily lead to faster gains, but instead sticking to one or the other would be better?
I think it is a fantastic way to evaluate which one better suits you and, like Wade pointed out, a very valid point, your personality. You know, I'm often, I take a very analytical approach to, and I know.
No, really. No, really. Be serious, Rob.
I know I'm way understating that, but my frustration always came in with this. You know, I saw a lot of guys walking in there and winging it, yeah. And it was a wing and a prayer, and they're frustrated. You're frustrated. You're not getting stronger. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Let's ratchet down. Let's really try to understand what we're doing here. And that's when, you know, my overanalysis kicks in, which is why you get such precise, you know, lifting prescriptions.
Right.
But, yes, there is, you know, what Wade is saying is absolutely true. Not everybody is built to function that way, either physically or psychologically. If you try both methods and you're more responsive to the reactive wave, then by God, yes, you know, by all means, use the reactive wave method. There are other personalities that go the other way, and you know what? You may find, depending upon your life stressors at the moment, that changes. You know, I know, for example, I'll tell you an interesting story. When I picked up Louis Simmons' stuff, I did fantastic with it, and it was, to me, it was really loosey-goosey to me because I didn't see prescribed numbers and prescribed reps and prescribed sets. I was reading fuzzier things like, you need to figure out where your weak points are and make them stronger. And by the way, that's a moving target. And I did fantastic with that, but in retrospect, it was during a time during my life where there were not many stressors going on, and I had a lot of opportunity to listen to my body and to find what was weak, what was, you know, how to make that stronger. I had time to take all of these things into consideration. I had time to work on them in the gym. And I did great with it. But when life got really busy, when life got really stressful, I had to really pick my spots, and that's where things changed. And I had to be a lot more precise when I walked in the gym. I had X number of minutes. I knew what I had to get done in that time frame, and by God, I was going to do it. And that's when I switched to a loading pattern.
Okay. And the reality is that both of your approaches, while the methodology and metrics on the front end may be somewhat different, you both do manage the methodology and metrics. And what I mean by that is you are both keeping track of progression. You are both managing fatigue. Your goals are manage fatigue and the production and progression that keeps people moving forward. Is that safe to say that both of these approaches take that into account?
Mine certainly does. I mean, that is the biggest thing. It's like, what do I got to do to keep our foot on the pedal, you know, and give it as much gas as we can, you know, without redlining it, so to speak, and keeping the person, you know. The thing is staying in motion, which what that translates to is ultimately the consistency. You know, you think about the typical training cycle is 8 to 12 weeks. Well, that gives us 12 sessions typically to work on form of one lift. 12 sessions is not a lot of time to perfect technique. And I want to get stronger all in that time too. So it's one of those things where we're always cramming in these training cycles, but we have to be intelligent, and we have to not only be smart, we have to be intuitive. And, meaning, this guy worked a 16-hour shift and he's got heavy squats the next morning. So what's the sensibility of pushing him too hard? You see how he's doing. You see how he's responded the week or two before, and you make a very educated call on what he's going to do. And you ultimately, and you've heard me say this, you've seen it in writings, always take what the session gives you. If you're in the gym training and you have a plan, then you are making progress.
Very good. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. We're talking today on this roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy about the different approaches to gaining strength applied by these two unique and strong individuals. Coach Johnson applies the reactive wave method that he created, and he teaches his athletes, and they get strong and they compete well. And Rob Regish espouses a more traditional loading pattern, which he teaches and he uses, and his athletes get stronger. So I guess it comes down to, what do you like? What do you want to do? What works best for you? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today while supplies last. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1-Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement,
Carbaline has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbaline. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, brands like Kashi, Honest Tea, Naked Juice, Horizons, Silk, Morningstar Farms, these are the groups that help to squash Prop 37 in California. We're calling for an all-out boycott of these products and other products on the list. We're going to talk about this on Casual Friday, I hope. We need to send a message to these companies that we want to know what's in our food, and just because they don't want us to know doesn't mean we're going to go on and keep buying their products. If you're buying any of these products, stop. I say it all the time. Every day we vote with our dollars. You don't have to wait every 4 years or even every year to vote for something. Vote with your dollars. Let these companies know. You don't like what they got done in California. Boycott their products. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Okay, getting back to the subject at hand. Okay, so in summary, Coach Johnson, have you ever tried any of the loading patterns? I mean, these loading patterns that Rob talks about, they have been tried and true, and they've been around for long times. I have to believe that when you first started your career as a strength athlete, you were probably introduced to these loading patterns as a way of getting stronger. Do you remember that?
Well, a little bit in the early days, I was actually training with some guys, and when I really started to see a difference in my training was when we did do a progressive overload type loading pattern, and that's when I started really seeing gains. And not unlike Rob, I never went head, you know, all the way 100% into the West Side training method. But I did do some of that, and but yes, I have. And ultimately, what it came down to is I was getting stronger, but I didn't feel like, this is probably about 8 years ago, I was like, you know, something doesn't seem right. I feel like I should be stronger, more progressed. And, you know, so I started doing, again, a lot more like Rob, only not near as analytic and intelligent as him. I started reading and doing some research and applying it to my training. And along with someone that I should mention, a lot of people will not know who this gentleman is, a very, very dear friend of mine that I don't get to hear from very often, Bob Schaefer. Kind of took me under his wing and mentored me and is where the decline method that I currently use came from, and the bench training protocol that I currently use. I work with Bob extensively, almost daily, with the email and phone calls, developing the program that we currently use and honing it to what our needs were. But ultimately, to answer your questions, I got long-winded again. Early on, yes, and I think ultimately what I learned is, like Rob was alluding to, you see these guys come in the gym that you know have this immense potential to be bigger and stronger, but they do what we always called freelance. They never had a plan when they came in the gym. And for me, for the training to be successful, regardless of the protocol, it has to be goal-driven, and you must have a plan. You have to walk in the gym knowing what is going to be expected of you, or I think you leave way too much, you know, undone, and I think that's the biggest mistake that people make.
Rob, do you think that the loading patterns that are used quite often in the game of strength gains have a point of diminishing returns? So if somebody wants to be the level of athlete that Coach Johnson is, that those may take you just so far, but in order for you to get stronger, you do have to start to kind of follow the beat of your own drum, which actually then speaks to this reactive wave. Let's face it, the reactive wave approach is one that is much more individually designed. What do you think about that?
I think, here are my thoughts. I think this is the best summary I could give. There is both an art and a science to this game. And it is true that the science will only take you so far, and that at some point, as Wade just spoke to, somebody took Wade under his wing, or Wade went in search of greater knowledge insofar as the art of elevating his own, you know, for his own unique, you know, physical needs, his psychological makeup, etc. He put that finer point on it. I guess my point is this. Whenever you swing too far towards the science, these are just numbers, and I'm going to stick to the numbers no matter what the, you know, life says. This is what the plan says. That's the science side. Or if you swing too far to the art side, which in my mind is, hey, I'm just going to walk in the gym and wing it.
Yeah, I'm intuitive. I know what to do. Right.
Right. Well, you know, the truth is this. I think the truth lies in the middle. And you need, I think, to a certain degree, you need a solid set of you know, percentage-based goals, but you also need the creative license to do your own thing, whatever that is that's right for you, both physically and psychologically as an individual.
Coach Johnson, you've been threatening now, ever since I know you, to put together the reactive wave method in a book or a video or something. What do you think?
I'm still not sure what it is. And it's
I don't think anybody wants anybody to know because he doesn't want anybody to get as strong as him.
it's not an issue of being lazy. It's one of those things. And I know I contacted you both via email about this. It's probably been a lot longer than I recall. And I have started typing this out. And there's a couple of guys that I coach that have written some articles that have been published and so on. And I've got people like I emailed you about, Carl, that I'm working with, you know, all over
right. The
planet. And, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I keep typing, you know, some of the theories out in these emails, and I really need to put this in print to, you know, not only to have something to sell. I mean, I'd love to be able to do that, you know, but to go, you know, here, read this book, you know, and that's going to answer a lot of your questions. And once you've read that, then you can come back to me with more specific questions. But it is something that I'm working on. It's not something that I'm just like, you know, staying over my computer and hammering out a lot. It's one of those things that I did not realize how involved the method was until I started just typing stuff out and go, well, that only covered like the first 30 minutes of the session, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got thousands of words here. So this is, you know, that's why I was emailing you guys. Someone, I'm going to send all this crap to you and you guys edit it. I don't know what the hell all this means.
Right.
And,
cause you know, it's funny. So, before we started the show today and we were talking about this, Wade goes, you know, Rob Regish is the, you know, he has the ability to write all this stuff down. He's, you know, I'm one of those guys, you know, just throw another effing plate on it and let's go. And it's like, and I said, you need to say that during the show because there are people out there who are that way. They're like, I don't have the time to wonder why and figure out why I can do what I'm doing. I just want to add some plates and do it heavier. And then there's the guys like, and I have to be honest, I'm a lot like Rob, and maybe it's because I'm not as strong as Wade. Maybe when you're as strong as Wade, you don't have to sit and pontificate about what creates strength. You just get in and go throw another effing plate on it and let's get busy. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe that's what it comes down to.
There is some science behind that, you know, I know I come across sometimes as the oaf. But a lot of times that is well earned. But I, you know, the other thing, the aspect with reactive wave, and I'm interested in what Rob's input would be on this statement. You know, a lot of times with failure, there is so many things to learn. And so throwing that extra plate on there and seeing what happens with duress, there's a lot of things you learn about mechanically what to improve upon when you see a lifter fail. And, so there is definitely some sign, cause I've had guys look at me when they'll go, okay, coach, what's the next weight? And I'll go, all right, add a quarter on each side. And they look at me like I am absolutely insane. More times than not, if they've listened, they actually achieve the weight. And then when they fail, because I try to video everything that I can, you start seeing whatever mistakes they've been making, but their strength levels are enough to overcome.
Right.
When you put that extra weight on there, yes, it is so amplified that it reveals fully, you know, because a lot of times I'll go, well, I don't feel what you're talking about, coach. Well, let's add 50 more, and when it when you fail, it's going to become, you know, abundantly clear. So, you know, that's my little tirade on my add another
effing plate. I love that.
Yeah, I had to be careful.
He said, I don't want to say that. He says, I don't want to say, you know, F. He said the F word. I says, well, just say effing. I says, don't curse. He goes,
I'm not that quick. I gotta holster that gun.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to catch up with Coach Johnson and find out where his training is, because obviously he's going to be. Elisa asks me almost daily, so is Coach Johnson going to come here in December when he drives through to go to Cincinnati for this meet? I says, I don't know. I'll ask him on the air this week. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. While supplies last. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Over 35% of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relaxin. R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Your radio may have gotten ripped, but I'm having a hard time getting ripped. We did a show yesterday with Dr. Matt Andre, and we talked about, you know, and I hearkened back to when I was 330 pounds and, you know, how you're always putting it off. Well, Thanksgiving is coming, so Christmas is coming. It's like, you know what? I'm getting started now. I can still enjoy the holidays and focus on proper nutrition, because I haven't been doing it. So I am going to absolutely no excuses. changed the way I've been eating lately, which is not contributing to me getting leaner. Let's put it that way. Okay, so you and I have something in common now, Coach Johnson. I have a problem with my knee. I went to an orthopod yesterday, and he said just ease up on the training. I've got a little overuse in my left knee that's caused some swelling. You had a little knee injury as a result of dropping very, very heavy weight down your back one day while squatting. How is your knee doing?
Well, let me get everyone up to date real quick. What is happening? We will be going through the Friday before the meet, and I'll contact you and see if we can arrange a visit of some sort. Jesse, the president of the SPF, great friend of mine, has asked me to wait to compete and judge the meet, as we are very, very short on staff. And so based on where I'm at with my knee, the knee is much, much better, but it is far from 100%. It looks like I will end up competing in February to give not only my knee, but my shoulder, right arm kind of thing. This is an old injury that is not even powerlifting related, that has kind of come into play. And I think a lot of that has had to do just with the activity with strongman training and with competing in the Olympic meets that I was telling you about. So my training is going well, but I mean it's a daily ordeal with the knee, just simply because not only am I training for powerlifting, but I'm doing a huge amount of cardio. I weighed in yesterday at 314, which I haven't weighed 314 probably since 2005.
Wow.
So, I'm closing in on the 308 mark, and the goal is to continue. I want to stay around the 300 area for a little bit, and get a couple of meets at this weight, and then see how I am health-wise and everything. Ultimately, I'll continue to go lower. But to update you, I think since we talked about it last, I've competed in my second Olympic lifting meet, and I am currently 7 kilos away in my total for qualifying for Masters Pan Ams, which is going to be in Chicago next year. So what it looks like is I will be going through to go to Cincinnati to judge the meet, and then we will be going back through the last weekend of the month. There's an Olympic lifting meet where I'm hoping to be a lot closer if I don't qualify for Pan Ams and end the year that way. So it's looking like February that I will be competing in powerlifting. So, I hate not to do it because it's something that we've talked about for so long, but ultimately between the two injuries, and I'll be honest, when I was around 330, 325, 330, my strength levels were still amazingly good. And it was once I dipped below 320 that I saw the dramatic change. And,
really?
And I think it's one of those, it was probably 2.5 months ago, I squatted 600 for two without knee wraps. And then actually this week, of course, we've been, Julia and I seemingly are on the road every weekend, whether it be a meet, business, and visiting family. It seems like every weekend we're on the road. This weekend, no different, going into the holidays. And I judged a meet where we had, I want to say it was 88 lifters in Gatlinburg. So I was in a judge's chair for about 13 hours. And when you're a 300-pound guy, it doesn't seem like much because you're just sitting there, but it is brutal. And so I guess the progress is that I'm getting closer to, to qualifying for some national events in Olympic lifting, which I never, dreamed would be conceivable. And we're just going to postpone by a couple of months competing in the powerlifting and going from there. But right now the weight is at 314, so I need about 6 more pounds, and I'm doing way more cardio than I ever wanted to.
That could be contributing a lot to your change in strength,
cardio. There is no doubt about it, but right now, it's like the target is let's get down there and then let's see what I can do, to let up on some of the cardio and how I can eat, when I eat a certain way, what's going to be my weight gain, and then how hard is it going to be for me to take off You know, because the one thing that's different about this than any other time in my career is everything was all about, you know, when I lift my first world meet, I lifted as a 275, and I was trying to eat everything in sight just so I could stay at 270. And, and then for years I was a 308, you know, so it was always about getting bigger and stronger. And now it's, you know, having to cut weight is just something that is completely new to me. So it has been wrought with some challenges, especially, you know, we go out and my wife likes to eat a certain way and she doesn't, you know, she can eat what she wants and she doesn't really put on weight, you know, and I can eat something a little salty and, you know, I get on the scale and I'm 10 pounds heavier.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Rob, what's going on with you? Are you still exclusively body weight training right now?
Yeah. And I got up this morning and instead of just doing the weighted single-legged squats, I figured I'd shoot for high reps, and much to my surprise, it went up again. 225 body weight squats in a little under 14 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
So, you know, it's that might not be sprinting, but, you know, give that a whirl sometime just as a change of pace. It's fantastic. And the actual pure strength work, I walked in. It was one of those days Monday where you just walk in there and you felt the gravity was real light, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm worked up to doing, I'm doing one-arm push-ups now with my feet elevated on a bench that's stacked on top of 345s under either end. So
are you doing cardio, a lot of cardio now, Rob?
You know, interestingly enough, I took up bike riding, and I wouldn't say I do a lot of it, but I do 7-8 miles, try to add maybe a quarter, half mile every time.
What kind of bicycle are you riding? Are you riding like a mountain bike or a 10-speed?
Yeah, it's a mountain bike, and it's no, you know, listen, I'm not looking to be Lance Armstrong here. There are no hills that are involved. I just got a nice, easy bike trail around where I live now, and I like it, you know. I mean, it's not overly taxing, but at the same time, it is contributing to my training without, you know, sucking muscle off of me. So
yeah.
It's great. It's been great.
That sounds great. I injured my knee. I did something stupid. And you know what? It's funny. I went to see the orthopedic surgeon who's the lead surgeon for the U of L's football team and basketball team. A nice guy named Dr. John Ellis. Real, real nice guy. And so he's asking me all these questions because he's used to dealing with athletes. And I mean, I'm embellishing myself by calling myself an athlete, but the average 54-year-old probably doesn't train nearly as hard as I do or as hard as any of us do. And so, he's asking me how my training has changed. And so I gave him a little glimpse of that, hitting every body part every day. And, I kind of boasted about what I was leg pressing and what I was power squatting. And he goes, well, that's the problem. He goes, your knee is in an overuse situation. He says, just take some time off training your legs. I says, well, what can I do? He goes, you can walk. You can do a little bit of the elliptical machine. He goes, although that's going to get you in a groove. A very astute doctor. I said, what about leg extensions? He goes, no, don't ever do leg extensions. He goes to me. He goes, it's a very bad movement for the knee. And so I'm relegated to training upper body right now, which, you know, in retrospect, my lower body and my posterior chain has always been my strong suit. So maybe I do need to spend more time training chest and back and shoulders. And so I have a more aesthetically pleasing physique. And so I'm kind of relegated to not doing a whole lot with my legs, at least for the next few weeks, other than, you know, walking quite a bit and, you know, a little jogging here and there, but nothing more than that. But interestingly enough, while he decried my use of glucosamine and chondroitin, he said it does nothing, and prescribed naproxen for me, which I immediately threw the prescription away.
Right.
You know, but I didn't want to get into a pissing contest with him about, you know, he's telling me about how the FDA, all those supplements you're taking, they're not even FDA approved. And I just kind of smiled at him. I didn't want to get into the argument with him. But interestingly enough, my knees look amazing. The gap in between the bones is so, I mean, you could see right through it. It's like I was, and if you would have seen my knee x-rays back in 1999, 2000, you wouldn't think they're the same knees. But again, I take large amounts of GLC 2000, and I have been on and off growth hormone for the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, and my knees look flipping great. I mean, it's amazing to me. And so those out there who don't think it matters, it's like you're crazy.
Well, it does matter.
Yeah, I hear that same before and after x-ray story on GLC 2000. That story's been repeated ad nauseum over and over. I've heard that from so many of the guys. You know, I mean, how do you deny? How do you deny the benefits when you got proof like that?
Great show today, guys. Good discussion. Coach Johnson, can you, if someone wants to start using the reactive wave program, can you give them distance learning? Can you help them from afar?
Well, here's what's going on. Let me give you a couple of quick examples. I've got a gentleman, Thad, I'll just say Thad, in North Carolina, has been training with me for about 6 weeks. Is already hitting PRs. His form has improved dramatically. Then I have Selena and Forrest Gavins who listen to the show, and they're in Edmonton, Ontario. And our conversations, I've never met these people. I haven't spoken to them on the phone, but Selena and I exchange email, and she created a YouTube account where I could see her lifts, and we're making amazing progress. So the answer to that question is absolutely yes. There are things that we can do. I love having people in the gym, and I've had people that have flown in, you know, from other states, stay the weekend and have me work with them live in my gym, and that's great, but not everybody can go, well, I'll just, you know, I'll fly into Coach Wade's place, and, you know, that's really expensive and time-consuming and so forth, but you can do what you're training. Most people video everything that they're doing now anyway, and I'm very affordable, so you know, absolutely. You know, email me, supersquad800@yahoo.com, and currently my Gmail account is active. I got a new cell phone, so I'm having to, like, do the contacts and everything because they make you do it through Gmail. So there is a supersquad1000@gmail.com.
Yay!
That actually, you know, that I check maybe once a week. But the easy one is because I've used it for years and years and years, is supersquad800@yahoo.com. There's a Johnson Strength Facebook page and my personal Facebook page. You can find me on weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a forum there. We will be doing away with the Johnson Strength Group website. I'm going to rethink a lot of those things where it's more user-friendly, so on and so forth. But the quick and easy way is just to email me and you know, set up a consultation and see what we can do. We're the guy I told you about, Mike Sheely, 2 weeks ago, repeated as a Masters World Champion at the WPC Worlds in Vegas, and he's having me take over his coaching all of his training. So it's real exciting, and it's never going to replace someone being there, you know, where they're on your ass in the gym, but they're. We're making a lot of gains doing it via email and YouTube video.
That's great.
I'm very excited about it.
And for those of you who want to try the blueprint, if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the blueprint banner ad, you'll not only get a copy of the blueprint, but you'll also get the amazing Superhuman University course, Add 1 inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout. A lot of people have used it. A lot of people are singing the praises of it. You get that absolutely free. It's a $20 value when you buy the blueprint. And, of course, check out Rob Regish's Mass Pro Synthogen. It's all the rage. Rob, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you guys.
Coach Johnson, always great to have you on.
Always great to be with you guys. Thanks so much.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will have the brilliant Adele Moussa on for the Subversity Science Roundup. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473.
1-800-273-8713 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per house.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous. And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I like to move it, move it.
How you like me now?
I like to move it.
How do you like me now? How do you like Adele Moussa now? We are joined now by the brilliance, the shining star of our industry, Adele Moussa, all the way from Munster, Germany. How you doing, Adele?
I'm doing fine.
Am I making you blush?
Yeah, you do.
I'm
like the usual niacin flush.
Yes, but you must be getting used to it by now, Adele. You have to.
I am. Okay. In fact. But good. The last time you were applauding the Subversity blog and not me personally, so I'm sort of out of training here.
Well, when I applaud the Subversity blog, I'm applauding you indirectly because it's your brain power that goes into Subversity. I've had people comment in emails and messages to me saying that you must be a robot, that you turn out this amazing work, so much of it, so quickly. And I have to ask you on this show, and I've never asked you this before. You have friends. You have an active social life, right? I mean, you get out. You do things all the time, right?
Yeah, I do. But it's all about planning. And, in fact, I've developed a technique to compile those posts relatively quickly. And the other stuff I'm doing it just in the spare time I have in between. So when I have 5 minutes to spare, I just log into Facebook and post one brief heads up on a related study. And maybe it's also due to my ability to really scan and find the interesting studies easily. So it's probably that I'm spending 90% less time on searching the interesting stuff than others. So this leaves me more time to actually write things down.
Well, and I we did a show not too long ago that actually made me think of you while I was interviewing the scientists. We talked about working memory and how working memory and archival memory, how they work together. And I remember thinking when I was doing that show, Adele must have a large amount of working memory because you have the ability to put at your fingertips a lot of information quickly that allows you to kind of organize and sort. And Ginny Robards was here yesterday in the studio, and we were talking about you. And I said, Adele must have an amazing filing system because he can put his hands on any study within a second. I'll talk about something, and next thing I know, he emails me a study. And I mean, you really must have amazing working memory in your brain.
I suppose it's just knowing the right keywords to feed into Google.
You're too modest. You are. I have to teach you not to be so modest. Okay. So let's talk about the important stuff. The Subversity Science Roundup, one of the more popular shows on the Superhuman Radio Network. Today we're going to be talking about quite a variety of different things. We're going to start out, first of all, with the continuation of the discussion as I stand up, because the Superhuman Radio Studio is a standing-friendly workplace. Physical activity versus inactive lifestyle. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, that's actually a study that has been published in the November issue of Age, which is a journal which deals with healthy or unhealthy aging and what factors will influence lifespan. And this study is particularly interesting because it's one of those twin studies where you can almost exclude the influence of genes or keep it at least to a very low level. And they specifically tried to find twins which had a discordant physical activity level. That means for at least 32 years of their adult lives, one twin was, for example, highly active, while the other was a normal office worker or something like that. And they actually compared some critical measures like muscle strength, muscle volume, and fasting blood glucose levels. And what they found was that the activity over time really induced a highly significant difference of 20% in the knee extension force strength of those twins, and not so large, but still significant difference in terms of the muscle cross-sectional area. And when we are talking about longevity, we'll have to remember that this is not so much about having the largest muscle mass, but rather the most effective one. And rather than having a high lean body mass, often studies who are investigating the relation between muscle mass and muscle strength and longevity will find that it's more important to be strong in an old age than it is to have a large amount of lean muscle tissue.
Mm.
And the additional benefit usually is that the effectiveness and the amount of mitochondria are not really determined by the size of the muscle. And this is really what will keep you healthy and probably also one of the reasons that the active twins had significantly lower fasting plasma glucose levels than the inactive twins. And this goes to show you that even given the very same genes, you can see totally disparate results just by minor modulations in the activity level, because we are not talking about a real sedentary twin and a high-class athlete here, but rather the one who's taking the bike sometimes to work and the other one who's always driving, like this difference.
Right, right. Interesting. Very, very interesting. So in your humble opinion, obviously exercise plays a large role in the ability to enhance longevity, right?
I would say so, yeah. And I would even add to it that the older you get, the more important exercise becomes. When you look at those studies in young people, you rather often find that one of the main determinants of metabolic health is actually the diet. And exercise is also important, but just one day ago or so, I posted the results of a recent study in teens, I think in Brazil, that found that their activity level was not really significantly correlated to their health, but rather the obesity level and that as a result of the diet. And so the older you get, on the other hand, and the weaker you get, and the greater the muscle loss is when you don't train it, the more detrimental diet be, and even a healthy diet may not be enough to sustain the healthy muscle mass and the strength. Because we are also talking not just about metabolic dysfunction, but also about functioning in your daily life. When you're 80 years or older, many people simply are too weak to function in their daily lives.
Yeah, so keeping strength up is important. And I like the notion. I've always said on this show, I mean, obviously the motto of the show since the beginning has been live stronger, live longer. And obviously I've always believed that. But I've always also said I'd rather be strong than look strong. And there's a lot of people out there who focus on the aesthetics of muscle. They want bigger arms. They want bigger shoulders. But they don't necessarily have the ability to move much weight. And I think it's much better to be able to deadlift 500 pounds than look like somebody who can deadlift 500 pounds. So this is playing out true, according to this.
I would say so. Although lifting that much amount of weight is probably also not exactly positive or a positive influence factor on longevity, because it just puts a lot of strain on all your tendons and your whole body. So we are rather talking about relatively mild exercise training, but at least with the strength-staining component. And it is still mainly or widely accepted that the number one healthy exercise would be just jogging or even running a marathon.
You know, that's it. And I've often thought about this, and it's funny you say this. I've gone, you know, like the progression of any life cycle, I've thought about the healthy amounts of exercise that contribute to longevity versus amounts of exercise that perhaps either have no effect on longevity or even reduce longevity. And I have to believe that the type of training that I've done in the past and even still do now, where I'm trying to heave very, very heavy loads, while they may be impressive to me and maybe to me that they speak volumes about my longevity, they may not be enhancing my longevity. So what you're saying is that these more extreme forms of exercise perhaps don't necessarily have a bearing on longevity and may be detrimental in the long run.
Yeah, you could say so. It's still speculative, but if you look at the most people who are at the activity level that appears to be most beneficial, then it's nothing extreme, but it's repetitive, it's daily, and it's included in their everyday life as a routine. It's not like kicking all the weights up in the gym and going home watching TV, but rather walking the dog in the morning, riding the bicycle to a friend in the afternoon, and going with your significant other on a romantic walk in the evening. So this is the kind of activity which is beneficial. And in addition, you can obviously go to the gym and train, but really it's more the consequent activity and movement that really plays out in the long term.
Yeah.
And especially for those who start late in their older ages, it's obviously not the right thing to start out with the goal to lift, say, 500 pound deadlift.
Right.
Because even if they manage to do that, I would suppose that this will not really extend their lifespan.
Right.
So the daily activity and the strength component, those are, at least in my humble opinion, the most important things. And the strength component must not be geared towards lifting maximal weights, but rather towards steady progression. And as you age, maybe towards just keeping your strength at the same level.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you. I really, really do. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the effects of plyometrics on hormone levels. This is a very, very interesting study. We're talking this hour with Adele Moussa, author of Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. Go there today. Be smarter tomorrow. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Of all men over 20 will struggle with painful chronic prostatitis at some time in their lives. Relaxin is a novel dietary supplement shown in a preliminary retrospect study to be more effective than antibiotics at relieving symptoms of chronic prostatitis. Relaxin is safe and effective for men. If you suffer from prostatitis and don't want to take powerful drugs, antibiotics, or risk procedures, give Relaxin a try. Go to bioadvantex.com to learn more. That's bioadvantex.com. Stop living with embarrassing pain and symptoms
symptoms associated with chronic prostatitis today. Get Relexin, R-E-L-E-X-I-N.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today while supplies last. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
The cornerstone of longevity medicine is preserving or improving telomere length by increasing telomerase. Telomeres are the repair kit for your DNA. Maintaining DNA integrity is an important factor in staying young and disease-free. If you're like me, a telomerase activator isn't optional, it's a necessity. The only clinically proven telomerase activator in the world is TA65. That's why I take TA65 every day, and you should too. You can learn more about TA65 by visiting TASciences.com. That's TASciences.com.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Do I sound out of breath?
No, not me.
I did bodyweight squats for the entire break. And now I stand here and do the show. Okay. Just trying to stay young, Adele. That's all. Okay. Talk about plyometrics. What is the research?
Yeah. Actually, what you did was almost plyometrics, and therefore I'm not sure how beneficial this is.
Well, don't forget, I inject my testosterone. So.
There's been a recent study from Turkey investigating the effect of, 6 weeks of plyometrics. And in this case, they trained at different frequencies, starting out with one session per week and working up to three sessions per week, and a pretty high volume of different exercises, such as squat jumps, split scissor jumps, double leg bound, alternate leg bound, etc., etc. And what the scientists found, and I found this actually quite surprising, was a pretty large decrease in total testosterone levels. Which was accompanied by a decrease about the same percentage in cortisol and a decrease in FSH, that is the hormone which will make your testes produce sperm.
Right.
On the other hand, the luteinizing hormone levels were equal. That means, in the end, something about the exercise must have reduced the local production of testosterone in the testes of the subject in this study. And maybe I should add that those were recreationally trained men, So they were going to the gym regularly, but they weren't really exactly athletic. So you could argue that maybe the concomitant decrease in total testosterone and cortisol could be a sign of overtraining. But the scientists also argue that in the end, the data is not really conclusive. What I think is maybe the most important change observed in the study is an almost 20% increase in prolactin.
Yeah.
And all know that prolactin is also released in response to stress. So there appears to be a certain form of stress, whether this is, I don't believe this is exclusive to cryometrics, but rather in a state of overtraining or overreaching, which can locally reduce the production of testosterone at the levels of the testes. And so whenever you're testing your testosterone and it comes out low, the first thing I actually would look at is not to buy the next best testosterone booster, but to really evaluate your dietary and training regimen and see whether it may be related to that. Because there is, not just in women, but also in men, this downward spiral. You do not really recognize when you're in it because it's creeping up onto you, and maybe the subjects in the study at hand probably didn't feel like they had lower testosterone levels. But this is actually, especially in conjunction with lower cortisol levels, a sign of a central downregulation at the hypothalamus, and therefore could result in serious problems in the future if you continue to train like this. And maybe to give people an estimate of how many reps they did, it was relatively extreme. And last week, for example, which was the absolute hardest, they accumulated 195 total sets.
Wow.
Over those 6 weeks. So those were pretty intense sessions, and in that it probably did not even help that they trained not so frequent. It was still they were still in a state of overtraining.
Did they look at glucose levels, fasting glucose levels? Because one of the great indicators of overtraining is the body becomes unable to manage its own glucose.
Yeah, well, this is different because usually you see those very elevated blood glucose levels in the early phase when the cortisol levels are also high. But when those are already starting to drop so that you are in sympathetic overtraining, then you usually rather have low blood sugar problems than
right.
high blood sugar problems.
Right.
So this is not really easily to answer based on the data we have, but actually it stands in line with another study, this time on another very intensive type of exercise, which is high-intensity interval training.
Which is all the rage. It's all the rage right now. Everybody wants to do HIT because the message right now is that it's the form of, I like to say, the cardio du jour right now.
Yeah, it is. And everybody believes in the benefits, and there certainly are benefits, but you can't treat HIIT just like any regular, quote-unquote, cardio training, because you will really need more recovery after an intense HIIT session than after just walking on a treadmill for 40 minutes. And this particular study, which is coming from the California State University, try to elucidate the different effect of either doing 90 seconds treadmill running at 100 to 110% of VO2 max and 90 seconds of active recovery at 40% of VO2 max for 42 to 47 minutes. So this is a pretty long HIIT session. But it should be mentioned that those were highly trained males.
I was just going to say, they would have to be highly trained to do 90 seconds at 100 to 110% VO2 max. You have to be highly trained.
Yeah. And the interesting thing was that the workload matched steady state session was also only 45 minutes long. And this is quite intriguing, I find, because they must also have been running pretty fast on the treadmill during that session. And when you look at the outcome, these scientists did not measure the testosterone levels, but they measured another hormone, which is also all the rage on the internet, I could say, which are the thyroid levels,
right.
the hormone levels, and specifically those of T3, which is the quote-unquote active thyroid hormone, and its antagonist, you could say, or at least we, at the moment, we believe it's sort of an antagonist, and therefore it's called reverse T3. They both changed significantly in the HIIT groups. So we have a major drop in free T3 levels and a rampant increase in RT3 levels. And if you think about the metabolic function of those, then the drop in T3 is obviously going to cause a drop in metabolic rate, while the increase in RT3 is actually sort of a mechanism by which your body will even emphasize this drop in metabolic rate,
right,
by locally blocking the receptors. And if you think
and the reason it does that, Adele, to expand on that, is so that any successfully produced T3 becomes ineffective, basically.
Well, this, at least the hypothesis the scientists have at the moment, that
right,
the RT3 binds to some of the receptors where the T3 would otherwise go. And to really understand that, you will also have to know that much of the thyroid metabolism does not happen within the gland, but at the level of the target tissue by specialized enzymes. And those can convert the inactive T4 to T3 at the target level, and they can also convert it to reverse T3 if they think that they have to conserve energy and can't spend any more energy. And this is not only restricted to not having eaten enough, but it's also to just being very stressed or inflamed. And it's elevated RT3 levels are, for example, something you will also see in sick patients and patients with chronic inflammation. In all of them, the not really the thyroid, but rather other organs, and especially the liver, convert much of the T4, which is coming from the thyroid, into RT3. And this is also one of the reasons why many people who suffer from thyroid problems will make their problems only worse when they are taking the regular T4 supplement, because in that case you will just end up with about the same amount of T4, slightly lower TSH levels, and even more elevated RT3 levels, and you will feel even more sluggish. That does not mean that you have to resort to 2-3-3 in those cases necessarily, because in this study at hand, for example, the best solution would just have been not to train as intense, and you wouldn't have run into problems. Or if you had taken longer time off for the hormones to fully recover. Because you see a similar drop, or you see a drop, yet not that significant, also when you are doing the regular steady-state exercises. But after 12 hours, it's back to normal, and the other, the drop due to high-intensity interval training is not. So when you're incorporating high-intensity interval training, the message is therefore that you need to also incorporate enough rest time afterwards. And it's also obvious that you will have to replenish the nutrients in order not to make your body switch into starvation mode.
And we just did that show where the high-intensity training, one acute bout of high-intensity training versus a slower state cardio increased the caloric intake of the individuals who did the high-intensity training, even though they did not expend as much calories. So obviously, this is the body's effort to try to compensate for this obvious, much harder effect on the body. So, Adele, so many people do high-intensity training so frequently throughout the week, or even plyometric training every session throughout the week, this actually could be counterproductive to their goals, could it not?
It could certainly be counterproductive, yeah.
I mean, if they're trying to shed body fat, shutting down thyroid hormone is not the way to do it, right?
No, it certainly isn't. And although, if you look at the actual data, some will probably celebrate that cortisol was suppressed as well. But this is exactly the first step into what people usually call chronic fatigue syndrome. Lowered cortisol and lowered thyroid hormone is the clear-cut sign of your body shutting down the metabolism. And it's really important to try to not just fully recover, but to supercompensate with every workout. And we all know that you cannot gain anything before you have not at least reached back to or recovered to where you came from. So if you're beating your body too hard on a daily basis, the result will necessarily be negative. And in fact, a couple of minutes ago, I was just browsing a few other recent studies and found one which compared different training volumes and the strength gains the trainees made. And it was quite interesting that the low intensity and the low volume and the high volume approach in those studies and this study were identical in terms of the strength gains and not really earth-shattering, but the medium, the happy medium, so to say, was far superior than just doing more and more. Right. And this was just by adding, I think, one set to each exercise they did. So it was like doing two sets of three exercises or doing three sets of three exercises per muscle group.
Wow. Very, very interesting. People need to be more considerate of how hard they work. Just because you can do the work doesn't mean you should do the work. This is a message to me, too, quite frankly. Because I'm one of those idiots who goes into the gym and wants to train harder and harder every time I'm in there. And really, I need to start getting this message myself. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more of great things to discuss. There's a lot of people out there who are using NSAIDs as part of their training protocol. This is all becoming popular. We're going to address NSAIDs. We're talking with Adele Musa, author of Subversity.com, SUPPVERSITY.com, the place where great minds are built. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous. And this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, UGMPAC, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gauge Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGN Store. And use the coupon code SUPER today.
Alder Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain
pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetic Cream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Buy one, get one free of either the Age Force Transdermal Essential Amino Acids Plus Tyrosine Patch or the DHEA Plus Pregnenolone Patch. Get double the patches for the same price. One delivers two well-documented powerful anti-aging hormones, DHEA and Pregnenolone. The other delivers a powerful blend of amino acids known to enhance performance and recovery. Now you can either or both patches as a buy one, get one free offer. There's only one way to get this offer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today while supplies last.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Subversity Science Roundup with Adele Musa. You know, there's been lots of discussion about training with NSAIDs. A couple radio shows talked about how it's beneficial to train with NSAIDs. So talk a little bit about this, Adele. You have some research here that I'm looking at.
Yeah, it's still debated whether it's beneficial or not, and there's evidence for both sides. And actually, there's on a merely mechanistical basis, I would say that the arguments that it could be detrimental are more convincing, because the cyclooxygenase enzymes are also important in the process of muscle building, because they regulate not just the negative inflammation but also the positive inflammation that's part of the anabolic process, and therefore to block them completely has been shown to hamper the activation of satellite cells, and this is more or less a real long-term growth inhibitor. So if you're doing a four-week study, for example, or a six-week study, you wouldn't really see those effects, and especially you wouldn't see them if you're doing this study in people who are not regularly active or so to say they're not athletes. Because those people usually don't really need to recruit new satellite cells to grow, although this is still debatable how important it is. But in general, the research, at least the one the scientists here summarized, appears to show that for the average beginner, it is not just not detrimental, but may in some cases at least be beneficial. And if you think about it, then you know that most people have enough bad inflammation going on at all, already.
Right.
So if they suppress the regular everyday inflammation, as you may want to call it, this can be beneficial for them in terms of the growth outcome they will see. While for an athlete who is highly trained, and for him it may be the case that a further reduction or total suppression of the acute inflammatory response to exercise could actually hamper the muscle growth in the long term. So this also the bottom line of the review is that the scientists actually suggest that long-term use of NSAIDs, especially in trained athletes, is probably not the way to go. Because we do not have enough research on whether it's detrimental, and B, it is from a mechanistic point of view relatively I wouldn't say certain, but it is very possible that the negative effects will be much more significant than the benefits.
Okay, so the bottom line is, if you are a trained athlete, you really don't need this. And then let's be honest, if you're suffering from muscle soreness, you probably need to take some time off. Let's go back to the last couple of things we've been talking about. You know, your body is talking to you. Ignoring soreness is like sitting in a building filled with smoke and you hear the siren and you say, hey, you know, let's knock that siren off the wall so it doesn't annoy us. We're just going to sit in the building and burn.
Yeah,
the body
right.
is the body's and, talking to you, and suppressing those signs are not a good thing.
Yeah, we know from other much more potent anti-inflammatory drugs that if you suppress inflammation for too long, then the tissue cannot regenerate, and so you always see those nasty injuries in athletes who get injected with corticosteroids into whatever parts of their body in order to decrease the inflammation, but. You all know that a wound will be inflamed when it heals, and
right.
it hurts. It actually hurts so inflamed because it's so inflamed, and this is part of the process. So I'm not really convinced that there's any real benefit in taking NSAIDs. And as you said, usually there's a reason why you can't go to the gym, and sometimes it's better to listen to your body and not go to the gym than pop the next best NSAID and rip out another few sets.
Right, right. I want to move on to this next topic because this is really, really interesting to me. High glucose levels with insufficient insulin hamper muscle growth. Okay, who would find themselves with high glucose levels and insufficient insulin other than the diabetes, right?
Okay. Diabetic people, for example, the real diabetic usually has an insufficient, or in the late stages at least, when the pancreas is already damaged, you will have high blood glucose and low insulin levels. And on the other hand, it will also inhibit growth if you don't get the glucose to the muscle.
Right.
And this is also what happens when you're just insulin resistant. So the message of this study is actually twofold. The first message is that if you don't have enough insulin, you can have as much glucose as you want, and it won't be anabolic. On the other hand, if you don't even get glucose to the muscle, either because you're insulin resistant or because you have low blood glucose levels or totally low blood glucose levels, so that your body refuses to use the little blood glucose there is for the muscle, then there won't be any hypertrophy either. So this is, again, a question of the right balance. And you do not want to have exuberant amounts of insulin floating around, but you need enough, so to say, for the two keys to fit into the lock, which will unlock the myocyte and help it differentiate and grow.
Okay, so is this also a good thing for insulin mimetics? Could insulin mimetics help then in the instance of, not necessarily with the diabetic, but if you want greater muscle growth and you want to double down on the effects of insulin?
Well, it depends on how you define an insulin mimetic. Most people are calling things that will ramp up NK, and thus increase the GLUT4 expression on the muscle cell, an insulin mimetic. But this is actually not a mimetic. A mimetic would be something that acts exactly like insulin.
Well, doesn't cinnamon act like insulin? And our alpha poic acid, don't they act like insulin?
No, they don't. They induce the expression of those glucose transporters to the cell membrane, and
okay.
therefore help. Uptake of glucose. And if there's less glucose around, you will see less insulin floating around because your body does not need to produce that much. In a way, of course, this is certainly beneficial. You will get the glucose into out of the bloodstream and into the muscle, but unfortunately, in most cases, also into all other cells, like the adipose tissue, because
right.
those insulin mimetics are just like insulin, not specific to the muscle tissue. So this is a double-edged sword in a way. And many of them, for example, I'm not quite sure about cinnamon, but I'm pretty sure that in the case of
metformin,
alpha-lipoic acid, it mainly acts via the AMPK pathway, and therefore you could argue it is anti-anabolic or it's even catabolic, but in general, this won't be a real problem. But I don't think that they specifically will improve your muscle gain.
Okay, let's move to this next study. It's very interesting to me. And this is for people who are interested in sprinting. Your advice is to add whey protein to their carbohydrates. Is that true?
Yeah, that's based on a very recent study. And it's quite interesting. This is not the only study in the past month which actually investigated the influence of added protein to those intra-workout drinks or recovery drinks that are usually produced for either endurance athletes or other people competing in track and field and stuff like that, who have been drinking mainly sugary drinks with electrolytes for years now. And scientists are now realizing that a relatively minor amount of protein, in this case, this is a 6% carbohydrate plus 2% whey protein beverage, can really offer not very large increases, but increases that at least reach statistical significance in the 2-3% range. And if you think about a 2% increase, for example, in somebody who is a high competitive athlete and especially a sprinter, this can obviously make the difference between victory or defeat. And therefore, you always have to see the relations and how much you can achieve by a small increase in performance. And I guess that the main mechanism behind these increases is actually that the protein will help the muscle to take up the glucose readily. We know that an increase in BCAAs floating around in the bloodstream induces the same expression we've just talked about, that is the translocation of the glucose transporters to the cell membrane, and will therefore facilitate a faster uptake of the glucose and and thus a faster replenishment of the glycogen stores. And interestingly, it appears at least that other than alpha-lipoic acid, for example, a high BCAA concentration is muscle-specific. That means the glucose will actually go into the muscle and not into another tissue.
Interesting. That is very interesting. Okay, here's what we want to do here. So the bottom line is, your recommendation is that people include whey with their carbohydrates. And this is the same mantra that we've had within the physical culture community for a very, very long time. I want to take a break. And when I come back, I want to talk about some recent research that may point to why these tanning salon beds may actually link to skin cancer faster due to the fact that they're in air-conditioned environments. We're going to talk a little bit about skin cancer when we come back from this break. We're talking with Adele Musa. This is the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adele applies the Subversity Sniff Test to science in the news. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
With the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. Way Natural USA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Way Natural USA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in Way Natural USA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I don't know. Yeah. It's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we've evolved under sunlight, but certain things cause skin cancer when exposed to sun. We know that. What is the magic? Some people get skin cancer, some don't. Adele has discovered some recent research. Talk about it, Adele.
Well, actually, this is some research of myself, in a way, because I did some research for a seminar in physics I'm doing currently, and I like to do things extraordinary, you could say, that are not in the regular textbook. And we were talking about the absorption of radiation, and I got the ingenious idea that I could take a look at which frequencies the melanin in the skin actually absorbs UV radiation.
Right.
And I came up with an interesting graph which had, among others, the data on melanin, but also the absorption data or the optical density of DNA molecules. And what was quite obvious was that there was another line in this graph which was titled urokinic acid, which actually parallels the absorption data of the DNA, but only at a higher level. Mm-hmm. That means if you put that molecule in front of the DNA, you would have a large absorption of the damaging radiation that could actually harm the DNA structure.
So it actually it's actually protective of the DNA in almost the exact same curve as the DNA damage occurs.
Yeah, exactly. They are almost parallel, just that the one is that the urokinic acid absorbs even more readily the UVA radiation than the DNA would do. So this really looked like a protective molecule. When I did research that, I found actually a quite recent study which investigated the effects of a topical cream that was made of synthetic variant of this urokinic acid, which is actually a component of everyone sweat.
Huh.
So we are sweating out a molecule that could protect, or that actually does protect, our skin from the exact radiation that's most damaging to our DNA. And the results of the study were, at least in the interpretation of the scientists, not promising, because the rodents they had treated with this formulation, they still got sunburn. But sunburn is caused by a very different wavelength, a very longer wavelength than the one that is damaging the DNA structure. So to test whether this is a good sun protector is actually meaningless, because you can have skin cancer without ever having had a sunburn,
right,
if you had been exposed to the quote-unquote right radiation, which is a much higher energy radiation than the one which usually gives you a sunburn. So in that case, the study is not really set, at least in my mind, they did not really research the right question or look at the right data to decide whether this molecule is promising or not. But the mere fact that it's natural present in sweat, and that we would obviously start to sweat once we are in the sun and not under an air conditioner, which is actually quite a good example you just came up with, then we would produce our own sun protectant right from the sweat glands on our skin.
And that would make perfect sense to me, because the human body is perfect. It does things for a reason. It does everything for a reason. And that makes perfect sense. Through evolution, our skin is designed to protect itself from damage. That's amazing. It's amazingly simple. It's fantastic. Let's move on. I'm sorry.
For the protection against the whole radiative spectrum, we have the melanin. And that's almost, it's not so different in its absorption qualities across the UV spectrum as the DNA or as this molecule, which is called urokinic acid.
Right.
So it's really specialized, and it's I suppose it's not a coincidence that the curves are exactly or almost parallel.
Yeah. No, obviously, it's a result of evolution. Let's talk more about the skin, but now let's talk about caffeine and the skin.
Yeah, for caffeine, we all know how good it is to drink coffee. No, I'm just kidding. But actually, this was one of the main results of the larger meta studies on the beneficial health effects of caffeine, was that it was protective against all sorts of cancers. And one of them, where it was particularly good at protecting cancer, was actually skin cancer. And now scientists have been able to prove that low or intermediate concentrations, as you would probably even achieve it by the suggested 3 cups of coffee a day,
right,
which are to be protective against all sorts of cancer, do actually directly at the cellular level protect the cell from developing cancerous growth. And this is not an antioxidant effect. And the scientists just know that it works, but they don't really know at the moment what the mechanism is that makes it possible.
That's really... Now, what about a topical caffeine?
I think it could work, because you would be able to deliver it right to the skin. So maybe in the future we'll see something like that, but it's also questionable whether it's necessary, and will also be difficult to find the exact right dosage, because, as you know, with all those topicals, one of the problems is that people's skins are very different, and whenever you want to deliver a certain molecule, I'll never really show how much of it will get absorbed and how much won't.
Well, you know, because topicals started using coenzyme Q10, creatine, because both of these have been shown to, creatine especially, has been shown to actually reverse some of the damage done by UV rays. And now you just have to add a little caffeine to it, and you've got a great skin cream right there. I mean,
you just take your next best supplement powder and mix it with some transdermal agent, and then smear it all over you.
Yeah, there you go. And you'll burn fat too at the same time, because caffeine, transdermal caffeine has been used in the past as a topical fat burner. Let's move on. Let's move on. High dose purarin. What is purarin?
That's actually a molecule that's from a Chinese plant, or a plant that has been traditionally used in Chinese medicine. That's called Purarira lobota. I'm not sure whether I pronounced it correctly, but it's actually part has been used for centuries and as a treatment for alcoholism, for example, but also to reduce blood pressure, to normalize antioxidant system, for heart disease prevention and neurodegeneration. And many of those traditional medicines are now, or their traditional uses are now investigated, and people find that those actually work. And in this case, this is a hepatoprotective effect, that is the protection of the liver, which could actually really help people who are suffering from cirrhosis, even when the cirrhosis is already beginning. So it's not just something you can take in advance, but administered at the right dosages, this traditional Chinese medicine compound can actually reduce inflammation to such a degree that your liver will regenerate itself. And the main mechanism is by suppressing tumor necrosis factor alpha and kappa beta. That is, it's really a very potent antioxidant and reduces the damage that is that would otherwise kill your liver in the long term.
And now, am I understanding the research properly on this particular active ingredient? Does it actually mitigate the effects of alcohol? If you were to take this purarin before alcohol consumption as some sort of prophylactic, does it actually cause the alcohol to be less effective in getting you drunk?
I don't know if it's reducing the feeling of being drunk, but it's obviously reducing the toxic effects on the liver. And that has already been studied in 2004 and 2010. And it, at least to other studies, it also ameliorates or reduces the reward effect. So drinking alcohol won't be that much fun if you are taking this supplement, because the reward circuits in the brain won't be triggered to the same extent.
See, and I like that idea, because one of my, you know, I keep saying I wish they could come out with wine that tastes like a Cabernet, that tastes like Cabernet, but is just doesn't have the alcohol in it. Because I don't want the drug-like effects of alcohol, nor do I want the detrimental effects of alcohol, but I like the taste of wine. So I'm wondering if I take purarin as a prophylactic before drinking, if it would mitigate the damages that the alcohol is doing to me, and maybe even not make me drunk.
I would be curious about those effects, about the feeling of being drunk. But as I would say that if it also reduces the reward system effect, it would probably also reduce the fun you are having from drinking
it. Yeah,
so maybe
yeah.
It would not even taste as good. Maybe
right.
It would taste like poison, which it is.
Yeah, which it is. You're right. So will we see purarin added to N-acetylcysteine and milk thistle as an aid to cleanse and make the liver healthier, you think, in the near future?
I would say so, yeah. I think there will certainly be companies jumping aboard, because it should be readily available. I wouldn't think that it's very expensive, at least not when more and more people want to include it in their products. And it appears to be perfectly safe, at least based on the studies we have now. And this could also help with all sorts of other inflammatory problems, which are all related to the TNF-alpha and NF-kappa-beta pathways.
Right.
So this is not just liver-specific, and I think if this really works out, this is something like curcumin, for example.
Right.
That could
or estradiol. We just talked about estradiol's effects not only on C-reactive protein, but tumor necrosis factor alpha as well.
Yeah. Exactly. And interestingly, this is also one reason maybe why men with increased inflammation are producing more estrogen, because it's protecting them, and the body tries to compensate for the inflammation by having more estrogen floating around.
Interesting, interesting. Which leads us to the last topic. We saved the best for last. This is a really important discussion. Breast cancer is, I think, the number one killer of women today. Talk about alpha-tocopherol succinate.
Yeah, maybe I should first explain what this is, because it sounds kind of weird. Usually you have alpha-tocopherol, beta-tocopherol, et cetera, et cetera. And the succinate form, I initially thought that it was a synthetic vitamin E, but it is not. It was first isolated from green barley extract, so it's natural form. But mostly, most of the supplements that are currently used in studies are produced artificially. So once the chemical structure was understood, the scientists were able to reproduce it, because I think the amount in green barley is really small.
Right.
And the interesting thing about this vitamin E is that it is not reactive. So you usually ascribe the beneficial effects of vitamin E to its ability to scavenge radicals. And this is also why we have long believed that vitamin A must be the vitamin the alpha-tocopherol version of vitamin E must be the best one, because in those assays where you test the radical scavenging ability, alpha-tocopherol performs best. But and even better, by the way, than most of the tocotrienols.
Really?
But for the tocotrienols, for example, we have now seen that those are far superior in terms of their effect on cancer treatment. And the special form, alpha-tocopherol-succinate, it does not bind to reactive oxidant species at all, but it really binds to a special receptor, vitamin E receptor, on the cancer cell. And when it does that, the cancer cell is more susceptible to natural as well as chemotherapy, natural apoptosis. That means your body attacking the cancer cell and the cancer cell going into regression, or being treated with chemotherapy. And therefore, this is a real interesting study which has just been released, which investigates this specific receptor or protein, which is expressed on the cancer cells at a much higher rate than on other cells, which will bind to the tocopherol, and by this way, in some way or another, reduce the ability of the cancer to withstand the chemotherapy, and without hampering the other cells.
Wow. And the research on alpha-tocopherol succinate dates back to 1982, as far as its effectiveness in treating cancer. Where can we find?
And it's,
I'm sorry.
It's also effective in prostate cancer and all sorts of cancers.
All
so
cancers,
breast
right?
Cancer is one of the examples where it works, and it's quite interesting that we have seen all those trials using alpha-tocopherol to battle cancer fail. And now we're seeing that it's not the ability to scavenge radical oxygen specimen or other free radicals or oxidants that makes the health effect, but rather the intake, the vitamin E that is not used for this kamikaze purpose that really does the job in terms of cancer protection.
Do you have any ideas where we can get natural forms? I mean, like I take a whole vitamin E. It has all eight forms of vitamin E. Do you think any of the vitamin E that I'm taking is the alpha-tocopherol succinate?
No, I'm pretty sure not. No.
No.
I'm really not sure whether you could get significant amounts from the diet at all. But you could maybe argue that when you are taking vitamin E in a state where it is not oxidized, the other vitamin E may bind as well to this receptor, because it does not really appear that this is a receptor specifically designed for the succinate version. The problem is just that the other vitamin E's won't arrive there because they are used up before. And maybe you will even find that, for example, the tocopherols, which are not so reactive, maybe they make it to the right down to the receptor or to the protein that is expressed and where that binds to the tocotrienols, for example, and therefore they are more protective against cancer than the regular alpha tocopherol.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just in its infancy, the research, and I'm not quite sure whether it's really only the succinate version that will work or not.
Right, right. Interesting. I'm looking online to try to find natural food sources of alpha tocopherol succinate, and I don't see anything.
Yeah, you would have to look for the barley extract, green barley extract.
Yeah,
maybe. But I don't know how much of it is in it. I did not really find the study that originated of where the succinate form was first isolated. But I just know that it came from the green barley extract. Maybe I will do some further research and post it in the second, at least if I find something tomorrow.
Yeah, does it matter if it's when it has the D designate, D alpha tocopherol succinate? Is that the or is it DL that's synthetic? DL indicates synthetic, right?
Oh, I'm always convincing this. I think DL is the synthetic version, but yeah. I'm not sure it could be. That it's right the other way around.
Well, this is
you can be pretty sure that in the studies they will probably have used the synthetic version and it worked, so it wouldn't really be a problem.
I mean, this is really good news for anybody who is worried about cancer, because it looks like alpha tocopherol succinate seems to be great for any type of cancer.
The problem is just that there are many studies, but there are no real well-controlled long-term studies in terms of what interactions could arise or what would be the consequences if you take it when you do not even have a risk of developing cancer and so on.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite sure if this is also part of the reasons why you don't see much more of those supplements floating around.
Yeah.
Because it is available for quite some time now and still did not really gather the popularity. But we all know if it's natural, it's not patentable, and this may be a reason as well. So if you're paying for research done in this area, it's not going to pay out for you because you cannot patent the drug that's working on
right,
this.
Right.
And actually one of the sentences in the study we've just been talking about also hints at this when the scientist said that this protein, this tocopherol-associated protein, could be a novel drug target. In other words, we do have something that activates it, but if you could find something synthetic and
right.
say this is better, we can patent it
right.
and sell it for big money.
Just not the alpha tocopherol succinate, because it's naturally occurring. This is all great information, Adele. Great show today. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. For those of you who want to read more of Adele's work, go to Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. I also want to thank, during the first hour, Coach Wade Johnson for coming on, and, of course, Rob Regish during the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Tomorrow is Friday, which means we will be doing an episode of Casual Friday, and we've got lots of great things to talk about then. Adele, thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
Okay, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
To the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.